Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Einat Wilf, a former Israeli politician. Einat, a lot has been happening in the Israeli political scene. Most notably, there's the knockdown, drag-out fight in the Knesset, I think you can call it, over immunity for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with regard to the coming indictments for alleged corruption. A member of his own party, the Knesset Speaker, caved to demands by lawmakers that will probably result in Netanyahu's request for immunity being turned down, drawing the ire of Netanyahu supporters. What is going on in the Likud?
The Likud, not unlike some other parties around the world, has become very much in recent years entirely focused and in the service of Benjamin Netanyahu. It's become very much his party. It used to be a very boisterous party with many factions, but Netanyahu really has really managed to make it very much his party. And so I think what we're witnessing in many ways is perhaps the process of the slow untangling of that. But for quite some time now, while at the same time many people in the Likud are waiting for the era after Netanyahu, they're expecting it, yet until it's officially over, there's basically no benefit to them in taking a separate or an anti-Netanyahu stand.
Still, there's going to be a fight in the Knesset over immunity. What kind of fight is going to take place? What can we expect to see procedurally?
Actually, it's a process, basically. There's this idea of immunity for members of Knesset. It was really never meant to be immunity for an executive, for the prime minister. The idea is to protect members of Knesset when they transgress the law, but it's in the process of their service to the public. And the idea is that you can grant them immunity from proceedings because as long as they're members of parliament, they should be allowed to continue their job. And again, it's only for the purpose of protecting their ability to serve the public. Netanyahu is latching into this procedure in the hope that it will help delay his legal proceedings. This is a process by which members of Knesset in the committee sit as kind of peers in trying to determine whether the request from their peer, from their fellow member of parliament, which is in this case the prime minister, merits giving immunity because his transgressions were in the service of the public. The votes are such that Netanyahu is not likely to be granted this immunity, but it's going to be a bit of a political circus for some time. And because it's done on the eve of a third election in a short time, it will be entirely campaigning or campaign oriented.
You are listening to Einat Wilf, a former Israeli politician. A lot has been going on in general in politics. We're going into a third snap election. The country has never seen anything like this. But there was a report issued the other day by the Israel Democracy Institute that's showing something else interesting. It's a clear trend for parties to merge, or at least merge their election slates for a better chance of making it into the Knesset. In fact, if you think about it, the Likud is the only party going into the March 2nd election that has not done so. What does this say about the future of Israeli politics?
Well, in many ways, you could argue that we're finally emerging from the failed effort about 20, 15 years ago to rechange Israel's political system. Israel's political system throughout much of Israeli history was governed by two large parties and a few small sectorial ones. And the effort to change this and to have, we had this bizarre system of direct elections, really kind of fragmented the system and introduced, contrary to what the planners thought it would do, introduced a high level of instability and fragmentation.
You're talking about direct elections just for the prime minister.
Exactly. And now it's finally becoming more rationalized. We're going back to major parties, smaller ideological parties, and some sectorial-based parties. And in that sense, the system is a bit more rationalized, and it looks much more like it used to look like in the 70s and the 80s.
But is that good? People are always talking about the inordinate power of small parties to bog things down.
Unfortunately, this is not a feature of this system. This is a feature of every electoral democratic system in the world, and I have studied it. The problem is that all systems have a problem of what you would call, in America, they call it special interest. In Israel, they are just organized in small sectorial parties. Small, organized, disciplined, single-issue groups in every political system have disproportionate influence. And in that sense, no amount of social engineering will ever change that, or any amount of electoral engineering. The only way we can overcome that is for other groups to be equally disciplined and focused. The Israeli electoral system, as much as it is at the moment in some kind of crisis, I actually view it as a credit to the system, because what we're really experiencing is something much deeper. What Netanyahu is trying to do with his bid for immunity, he's actually trying to undermine the system entirely. He's trying to basically reach as much as the parliamentary system would allow, to reach a kind of one-man rule where losing is no longer considered a legitimate possibility. And the reason that we're heading to these elections again and again is that the parliamentary system does not allow for that easily. Presidential systems more easily descend into authoritarian regimes. And what we're seeing is Netanyahu making his bid to control the system. And what you're seeing is the parliamentary system fight back. But it is a fight, and this is why we're in this crisis right now.
Einat Wilf, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.